Well, you're right. Atlanta does have deep soccer roots going back to the 1960s and 70s with the Atlanta Chiefs of the old North American Soccer League. But look, we've always believed that the success of Major League Soccer and the sport in our country would be driven by visionary and committed ownership, world-class stadiums, best-in-class management, and ethnically diverse, internationally connected, soccer-savvy cities. And we have all that and more in Atlanta. And it really starts with Arthur Blank and his vision to build this club and the incredible stadium that they're going to be playing in later this summer, Mercedes-Benz Stadium downtown. So it's no surprise to us that Atlanta has really generated incredible buzz in that market for Major League Soccer, and we're thrilled to be coming down there this weekend.
One of the things that sustains an audience, of course, is winning. This is an expansion team, and there's no doubt there's a lot of buzz about it around here now because it's new. But when an expansion team starts to go through 3- and 4-game losing streaks during a soccer season, does the novelty of the team and the stadium wear off, and can you keep bringing fans in?
Well, look, they've built an incredible foundation with more than 30,000 season ticket holders, which is an all-time record for an MLS expansion team. Our club up in Seattle, their first year in 2009, they had 20,000 season ticket holders. Seattle now averages 45,000 fans per game. But regarding Atlanta United, they went out and hired one of the best coaches in the world in Tata Martino. He was at FC Barcelona. He was coaching, you know, Lionel Messi in Barcelona and then with the Argentinian national team. The style of play that he's going to bring to that club is going to be an exciting pressing style. Think a pressing team in basketball. And then they've gone out and they've brought in some experienced MLS players. They've developed some younger players, guys with ties to Atlanta, like an Andrew Carlton, who's from Powder Springs. And then they went out in the international market, and they signed multiple players in their primes, guys like Miguel Almirón, who is a star down in Argentina. And he had opportunities to go to Europe for clubs like Arsenal, some of the top clubs in the world. So, look, it is an expansion team. It's going to be tough, but they certainly have the right ingredients to be successful.
You mentioned the 30,000-plus ticket holders. That may be, I assume, part of your answer to my next question, which is, look, that stadium is big. That stadium was built for American football, and as lovely as it's going to be, part of the success of MLS with new teams has been nice, cozy venues where a smaller crowd looks and feels big.
You know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is built with soccer in mind. And ironically enough, their plan has been to curtain off the upper level and have it at a capacity of around 32,000 for Major League Soccer matches. Clearly, they are reconsidering that due to the incredible demand from soccer fans. So, look, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, when it opens later this summer, is going to be rocking. In the meantime, there's going to be 55,000 people out at Bobby Dodd Stadium on Sunday for the opening game, and the atmosphere is going to be incredible. And it's really placing an emphasis on Atlanta as a soccer market that will certainly be considered for major international events moving forward.
As you look at the economic model here, with outside forces like China's Super League, some of those teams are opening up the purse strings. Even big leagues like the Premier League in England, La Liga in Spain, they're looking at what China is spending and saying, how do we keep our players? So is there going to be a push just to get good players for MLS and Atlanta specifically to spend more money and maybe have to charge more?
Sure. You know, the competition level rises every season, and our owners continue to make deeper investment into the on-field talent and also our coaches. Fortunately, there's a global talent pool for soccer. We had players from 62 countries in Major League Soccer during the 2016 season. It'll probably be very, very similar in 2017.
With the travel ban that President Trump is working on revising, is there any concern in the league office, not just for Atlanta, but for all of the teams, that we may see some problems for some international players trying to hook up with their teams here?
You know, it's something that all the professional sports leagues, and I think every company throughout our country, they are closely monitoring to see how this all evolves.
Have you communicated with the administration?
We have, as have all the leagues.
And real quickly, any response from the administration yet?
You know, I'm going to keep that private for now, and we'll leave it at that. But certainly discussions are ongoing among all the leagues with what's taking place when it comes to immigration and potential new policies.
Dan Quartermunch is Executive Vice President for Communications for Major League Soccer. He is also an Atlanta area native, and you'll be at the game on Sunday, correct?
I will be. I appreciate you having me on, Dennis.
Thanks so much for being here.